Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of The Daily Record. Brian, you've been spending a lot of time, as always, in Annapolis and reporting recently about concerns raised by Peter Francio, the comptroller. He's been suggesting that we have to really worry about some things on the budget side.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things that's concerning is the fact that the state recently, you know, through the Board of Public Works, reduced the spending for the budget year that we're currently in to the tune of about $84 million when you include some of the reversions and shifts that they did. Plus, in that is $77 million of actual cuts. You know, one of the things that's concerning about that is the fact that they're taking these proactive steps now when they did it 2 days into the fiscal year. And, you know, some of the concern was the trend in some of the revenue numbers that they were seeing that were not quite as positive as they had hoped when they drew up this budget earlier in the year. And, you know, Francio pointed out that some serious conversation needs to be had about fixing some of these problems.
Well, he's got his finger on the revenue stream. He knows exactly what's going on there. And so, again, it's his job. He comes to the board and says, this is what the numbers show, and we need to react to it.
One of the things that he wanted to see happen was to see elected officials and candidates on both sides of the aisle. He called out Democrats and Republicans alike and said, you need to stop making this a campaign point because there's serious problems here. You know, he was clearly talking about members of his own party and said, you need to stop telling people that we're through the thicket when we're not. And to Republicans who are saying that the sky is falling, it's not quite that bad, but there are some serious issues. And some of those issues really, for him, seem to hinge all on looking at job creation in Maryland that had nothing to do with waiting for the government to come in and spend money. He believes and has said repeatedly that he believes that Maryland is too dependent on government spending in terms of job creation.
Well, and apparently this is among the concerns that Wall Street may have about how we're managing our money, even though they have recently said that we retain the AAA low-cost borrowing rating.
Maryland's one of seven states that's retained that highest rating throughout the recession. But one of the key points that they mentioned was Maryland's dependence on federal government and federal government-related jobs. They said Maryland's workforce runs about 5 or 6% in terms of those jobs that are related to the federal government. They noted that nationwide that number is about 2%. And they pointed out, you know, concerns about what happens, you know, as the feds reduce spending and, you know, always the sort of ever looming possibility of additional fiscal cliffs.
What do you think is the likelihood that either side will abide by or accept his idea that they not sling brickbats at each other? I mean, we know that the Republican is going to say just some of the things that Mr. Francio was saying. So what are the Democrats going to say in response?
I think all you have to do is go back and look at what Governor Martin O'Malley said about 40 seconds after Peter Francio finished. The words were still hanging over the air in front of Peter Francio when Martin O'Malley went and rattled off the litany of all of the successes that he believes that Maryland has had over the last 8 years and sort of walked right past everything that the comptroller had said.
Well, the action of the Board of Public Works speaks for itself, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Brian, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.